Well, as promised, we bring to these microphones Itamar Marcus. Normally, we talk to him in Israel, but he's in the United States, actually in Los Angeles. And he had a very interesting day yesterday in Washington, D.C. Itamar, what happened in Washington?
Yesterday, there was a deposition that I was giving testimony in a lawsuit by victims of Palestinian terror during what was called the Intifada, during the Palestinian Authority's terror campaign. The families of victims, as well as some of the people who were injured themselves, are suing the Palestinian Authority for the damages, arguing that the Palestinian Authority was responsible for the terror. The Palestinian Authority is arguing they tried to stop the terror, that Arafat tried to stop the terror, and that they were just, it was just all spontaneous from the people without any guidance. They're arguing that the 4 years of terror had no leadership. It was just all spontaneous. And what I'm doing is I'm giving testimony to show what we were able to see from the media, that the Palestinian Authority did control it, did lead it, did encourage it, and was really behind it. This, I think, will be very significant because it will be a precedent for the thousands and thousands of people who had, or really even tens of thousands, who had relatives injured or killed in the Intifada, and it should impact on many things once there will be a decision.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to seeing what the conclusion is on those conferences and testimony that you gave there in Washington. Well, you flew to the West Coast. You're out in California, in Los Angeles, as I said a moment ago. What's going to be part of your agenda out there on the West Coast?
Well, on the West Coast, I'll be doing a lot of work with university students. This weekend, I'll be working with an organization called Stand With Us, and they bring university students from around the country to a conference where they learn about all the issues of the conflict between Palestinians and Israel. They learn all about what Israel's doing to try to promote peace and what the Palestinians are doing to try to undermine peace. And that's what we really show them. We show them what's really going on. And they take this with them back to university campuses, and they, first of all, defend Israel and work for peace based on these principles.
Very important trip for Itamar Marcus. And I'm not sure if I mentioned, he is the director of Palestinian Media Watch. He and his team in Israel monitor the Palestinian media, electronic, and also the print media as well. You mentioned Yasser Arafat in that Intifada and him trying to stop the violence from taking place. Now there is a report coming out of Switzerland that Arafat may have been poisoned. They're not saying absolutely. It looks like there might have been a possibility. Some type of a radioactive element that was somehow connected with the investigation they are doing as it relates to his body. What's the Palestinian media saying about this possible assassination, maybe you could call it, or a poisoning of Yasser Arafat, and who are they blaming?
So first of all, for years, without any evidence, they have been blaming Israel for killing Yasser Arafat and saying that he was poisoned. And what happened is that already yesterday there was a press conference with the Palestinian official who's in charge of this supposed investigation, and he, of course, blamed Israel and said Israel was responsible, and this proves Israel's responsible. Now, what's so interesting is that this entire period of months before he got sick, he was in Ramallah, in his offices there, and Israel had no access to him. So if he was poisoned indeed, we don't know if it was someone even on the inside of the Palestinian Authority who poisoned him. It's a big question mark now. Also, you have to really see the final medical reports. Had he been poisoned, the reason why I question this, the Palestinian Authority leadership had the medical reports by the doctors in Paris where he was treated for, I think, about a month before he died. Why did the Palestinian Authority not release those medical reports all of these years? There is a report that we have from a senior Palestinian, actually head of a terrorist organization, who had met with Abbas during the months after Arafat died. And he said on television, you can see it on our website, he said that Arafat, he was told by the PA leadership that the findings of the French at the time, the French doctors, was that he died of AIDS. Then the Palestinian Authority didn't release the medical reports to the public. Now, years later, they're coming and they're saying that they found traces of plutonium. It's a little bit strange that the doctors who were treating him at the time didn't even see this, and only now they're claiming it. So something a little bit funny about this whole story.
That is absolutely correct. Incidentally, I was with my camera team for the Day of Discovery television program in Yasser Arafat's compound 2 days before he flew out to Paris. We were there in Ramallah doing some documentation on some of the story of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, had an opportunity to go up and interview Arafat. We declined to do that. But very interesting how all of this is coming together today. A couple of thoughts about Fatah and the recent release of the Palestinian prisoners who basically had blood on their hands, Jewish blood on their hands. They were terrorists involved. But it looks like the Palestinians, and the Fatah in particular, is gloating over this, telling Israel to pray for your dead and mocking Israel out with the, I think, probably very stupid move by releasing these prisoners.
The big ideological gap about prisoners between the whole world and the Palestinian authorities, the whole world sees people who, with their own hands, murdered Israeli civilians. People who are being released now, 100% of them are murderers. One who was released just last week was a person named Abdrabo. What he did was he took a rifle, and then he waited for Israelis in a certain area where they were hiking, saw a couple who were going on a hike, university students. He attacked them with his rifle, made them lie down, then he tied them up, put covers on their head, and then he shot them both in the head. A cold-blooded murder. And this guy was released last week. Mahmoud Abbas, the chairman of the Palestinian Authority, stood there holding up this guy's hand as in victory over Israel. The Palestinian Authority is treating him now as a hero. Why is this significant? Because ideologically, Israel and the world sees him as a terrorist. Israel's releasing him. It's telling the Palestinians, you see, he's not really a terrorist. He was a prisoner of war. What he did was legitimate, and therefore Israel released him. So Israel's sending, unfortunately, a very negative message to the Palestinians that all of their terrorism during the Intifada and before the Intifada was actually considered prisoners of war, was actually considered wartime justified fighting. And of course, Israel doesn't think this, but that's the way the Palestinians are perceiving it now.
And all of this going on while there's negotiations between the Israelis and the Palestinians to bring about some type of resolution to the conflict, a peace process going on even as we speak there in Israel. Itamar, a joy to talk with you. I'm glad we could catch you while here in the United States. A very important trip for you. And we will continue to keep touch with you as we watch all of these things develop. Thank you, Itamar. Have a wonderful trip here in America.
Thank you very much. Great talking. Bye.